This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place.
Mass call notification systems. Do they work? Find out next on the E911 Talk podcast, episode 153, recorded Friday, July 19th, 2013.
Welcome to this edition of E911 Talk with your host, Mark Fletcher, product line manager for emergency services at Avaya. Now here's Fletch.
When large amounts of people need to be notified about a particular event, the telephone chain was used to distribute messages in a uniform manner. I call three people, they each call three people, and so on and so on. Initially, this worked well as each individual received a single call and then had to make three calls themselves. Very quickly, a large group of people could be notified. However, there was the possibility that the message integrity was not retained as it was passed along from person to person. As technology came into play, intelligent voice response, or IVR units, were reversed, and instead of receiving calls, they would be programmed to make calls. Now, it wasn't long before this technology was used for mass call notification events by large corporations, school districts, as well as government and public safety agencies. Now, although these systems are widely available, there's always been a question on their effectiveness. It seems that there was a common thread coming from those customers who started to investigate deployment, but then quickly stopped. When you look at it, it all comes down to throughput. Let's take a common example and look at the numbers to see where the problem lies. I have a 45-second long message that I need to deliver to 10,000 people. I'd like this done in a matter of 15 minutes. Sounds like a pretty reasonable request, right? Well, let's do the math. To do that, we'll need all of the variables, and one that is most commonly forgotten is call setup time. Now, although this is usually only 1 or 2 seconds, multiplying that by 10,000 makes that a significant number. So significant, in fact, that it adds up to almost 5.5 hours of trunk usage by itself for 10,000 calls. An even more alarming number is the ring cycle. Now, each ring cycle in the United States is a total of 6 seconds, 2 seconds of ringing, followed by 4 seconds of silence. Now, based on that, and assuming that the average call pickup time is 2.5 rings, then in addition to the 2 second of setup time, you've got an average of 17 seconds of call setup time on each one of those call attempts. Now, we'll use this as an average, as while some people may pick up after the first ring, there are going to be others that are going to go to voicemail or answering machines and be much, much longer. Now, this also doesn't take into consideration busy signals, which will trigger a retry, and disconnected numbers that are on the list erroneously. 17 seconds of call setup time over 10,000 call attempts to subscribers equates to 47.22 hours of trunk usage. And we haven't even gotten to the message yet. That 45-second message has now become 1 minute. And although that doesn't seem like a big increase, when you calculate that out over 10,000 subscriber call attempts, that becomes a very significant number. But hang on, we're not done with the calculator. The other part of the equation that most people forget is how fast must this task be accomplished. Let's do the math and see what this is going to take. 10,000 one-minute phone calls, that's 600,000 seconds of content, needs to be delivered in 900 seconds. That's 15 minutes. Using normal Erlang tables to calculate trunking capacities, each individual trunk can carry 3,600 seconds of content each hour. 60 seconds times 60 minutes. So if I've got 600,000 seconds of content to deliver in 900 seconds, if you divide the two, you'll come up with the number of trunks, and that comes out to 667 individual trunks to accomplish the delivery of those messages in the allotted time. Now that works out to nearly 30 digital PRI T1 circuits, or a little more than what a DS3 high-speed MUX can deliver. So by doing the math, you can quickly see that in addition to the cost of the system, the monthly trunking requirements are just financially not feasible. Despite this fact, this kind of call volume into a single central office could cause severe congestion. Delivering this content over SIP trunks may alleviate the problem at the local central office, but that's still a massive call event that has to eventually egress to the public switch telephone network. Some will argue that sharing this type of service or going to a service bureau may be an effective way to handle communication surges like this, but the only problem there is that what if the service bureau needs to deal with multiple customer emergencies at the same time? To me, it seems like this is a continuous battle that's not easily won. For those reasons, mass call notification makes more sense when the notification is packetized and then transmitted via the Ethernet to different modalities like text, instant messages, email, and the occasional phone call. The E911 Talk podcast is brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. Executive producer, Danielle Peretti. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Hugany. APN correspondent and guy on the street, Guy Clinch. APN LATAM correspondent, Gabriel Gomez. APN legal correspondent, Martha Beyer. And of course, the APN voice dude, Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, APN program and creative director. Be sure to follow APN on Twitter at @Avaya_APN or using hashtags APN and APN podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.